Part 1. Escape from the Tropic of Squalor. I was miserable, of course, for I was 17, and so I swung into action and wrote a poem. And it was miserable, for that's how I thought poetry worked. You digested experience and shat literature. William Matthews, Mingus at the Showplace. They all followed a circuitous route, which very often took them to foreign countries, but led only to disintegration and death. And meanwhile, their parents, their brothers and sisters and other relatives drank themselves to death at home. They existed in a ceaseless delirium of accusation and blame, which amounted to a deadly disease. Thomas Bernhardt, Gathering Evidence. Chapter 1. Lost in the Golden State. Here lies one whose name was writ in water. Gravestone of John Keats. Age 17, stringy-haired and halter-topped, weighing in the high double digits and unhindered by a high school diploma, I showed up at the Pacific Ocean ready to seek my fortune with a truck full of extremely stoned surfers. My family, I thought them to be, for such was my quest, a family I could stand alongside pondering the sea. We stood as the blue water surged toward us in 6-foot coils. No way am I going in that, I said, being a sissy at heart. My hair was whipping around. Easy and Quinn were unhooking their boards from the truck that had choked and sputtered through 1,200 uncertain miles. Wasn't that the big idea, Dooney snapped back, rifling through the back for towels and a wetsuit. He was my best friend and maybe the biggest outlaw, point man on our missions. He tended to land the most spectacular girls. The ocean roar was majestic enough that I quoted Robert Frost. The shattered water made a misty din. Great waves looked over others coming in and thought of doing something to the shore water had never done to land before. Pretty, Dooney said. Quinn spat in the sand and said, she's always like Miss Brainiac or something, like she's fine. He zipped up his outsized wetsuit with force. The crotch of it hung down so low that for him to walk, he had to cowboy swagger. My hair was 3 days without...